Hi, this is Tom Hartman. This feature and many others are brought to you as a free service of WhiteRoseSociety.org. White Rose Society, the Internet's number one archive of liberal and progressive political talk radio, is largely listener-supported. So if you appreciate this program, please visit WhiteRoseSociety.org and do your part to keep my voice and the voices of other liberal and progressive political talk show hosts on the air. In addition to this free podcast of the Tom Hartman Program, a commercial-free podcast and access to hundreds of archived editions of my show is available by affordable subscription at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Thank you for your support.
Call 1-800-339-4151. 1-800-339-4151.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPA Jax, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A rough patch that will be smoothed over in time. The president's assessment of the current downturn in the economy.
Calling himself an optimistic fella, the president told a New York business audience he's already seen the economy weather big storms, including a recession and 9/11.
Every time. This economy has bounced back better and stronger than before.
And he says with tax rebate checks on the way, that's what'll happen now, as long as Washington doesn't make matters worse by meddling in the markets.
The challenge is not to do anything foolish in the meantime.
Bush cautioned against ill-advised mortgage bailouts, hikes in taxes, and protectionist measures to shut America off from trade. Mark Smith with the President, New York.
And Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is pledging to do all that's possible to help struggling homeowners. He points to new protections from some of the same dubious lending practices that contributed to the housing and credit crises.
The combination of stricter regulation and better disclosure will not solve all the problems. We do believe, however, that this proposal will give consumers much better information and raise their awareness of brokers' potential conflict of interest, while reducing the broker's incentive to try to steer the consumer to a higher rate.
Serious concerns today on Wall Street about a huge investment firm. Bear Stearns faces serious financial problems. It's being propped up by J.P. Morgan Chase. That concern sparked a sell-off on Wall Street that's still going on. The Dow now down by 245. High gas prices taking their toll on a lot of people. This car dealer in West Virginia says some folks are rethinking their purchases of SUVs.
We have a lot of people that are looking to trade those F-Series and GMC Sierras and Silverado pickups down to some smaller size pickups like Coloradas and Rangers and et cetera.
Michigan Democrats closer to working out a plan for a do-over primary. Under a proposal now on the table, the balloting would be held on June 3rd. This is AP Radio News. A big GM recall. The AP's Rita Foley has more.
These are 1997 through 2003 Buick Regal GS and Pontiac Grand Prix sedans with V6 engines. GM says the cars are safe to drive, but you shouldn't park them in a garage or carport until they've been fixed. The risk is fire. GM says there have been several injuries, but none of them major.
New allegations against Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick. Prosecutors say they'll look into claims that Kilpatrick threw a party at the mayor's mansion at which strippers performed. They want to meet with a retired Detroit police desk clerk who made the allegations in an affidavit. The report was filed by a stripper claiming that she was assaulted at the party by the mayor's wife. Richard Gere can travel to India again. The country's high court has suspended an arrest warrant issued against the actor last year after he upset Hindu activists by publicly embracing and kissing a Bollywood actress. An attorney for the actress calls the case a frivolous misuse of the legal process. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Casino Arizona. Did you know that Casino Arizona slots will pay out $7.1 million today? That's over $295,000 every hour. What are you waiting for?
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Forget everything you thought you knew about talk radio. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I'm attorney Van Osteen. If you're seriously injured through someone else's fault, you have a right to expect two things: fair compensation for what's been taken away from you, and a lawyer who knows how to get it done for you. But left to profit-driven insurance companies, you can be sure they'll try to pay you as little as possible. At the law firm of Osteen and Harrison, you'll be represented by a personal injury lawyer who knows how to win for you. We've been doing it for more than 30 years, and we've recovered more than $3 billion for our clients. Call us at 602-252-8888 or find us on the internet at vanosteen.com. It's not about getting even. It's a matter of getting you what you deserve. I'm Van Osteen, and we'd like to help you.
Get in touch with Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888. That's 252-8888 or vanosteen.com.
Tax time is just around the corner. Is your business prepared? Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. As a QuickBooks Pro Advisor, I can help you organize your business bookkeeping to take a complete package to your CPA. For a full list of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz or give us a call at 480-946-2484. That's 480-946-2484 or find us on the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com.
Hey, Jeff Farias here. You know, a lot of our listeners are probably going to wait until summertime before they even think about their air conditioning. Well, I used to be the same way, but not anymore. Now I call Parker & Sons. I get it checked out now, so I'm not stuck in the heat come summertime. In fact, Parker & Sons is offering their AC tune-up for only $69. That's $30 off. So take it from me, folks, and call Parker & Sons now at 602-2-REPAIR. That's 602, the number 2, then R-E-P-A-I-R for Parker & Sons.
The Mike Malloy Show.
Protect the country and keep taxes low. Have a culture that respects the dignity of every human being.
And illegal wiretapping and waterboarding and tens of thousands of dead and maimed and decimation of the Constitution. When does the dignity begin, Chuckle Nuts? Respects the dignity. What dignity?
The Mike Malloy Show. Weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Tom Hartman. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Welcome back. Carl Wilson with you on the Tom Hartman Program. 866-303-2270 is the number. We're going to hear from you this hour on Anything Goes Friday. Tom Hartman, of course, over in Darfur. And once again at TomHartman.com. You can donate to Sacks of Hope to help Sudanese refugees in Darfur and in that region. Well, the Republicans have some more money problems. Another scandal, just what the Republican Party needs, another scandal. According to Huffington Post, the former treasurer for the Republican National Republican Congressional Committee diverted hundreds of thousands of dollars, possibly as much as $1 million of the organization's funds into his personal accounts, GOP officials said yesterday, describing an alleged scheme that could become one of the largest political frauds in recent history. It's all about this guy, Christopher J. Ward, who is under investigation by the FBI. He allegedly used wire transfers to funnel money out of the NRCC coffers into other political committee accounts he controlled as a treasurer. Boy, this is going to be big. Tim Cole, a Republican of Oklahoma, said the evidence we have today indicated we have been deceived and betrayed for a number of years by a highly respected and trusted individual. Tom Cole, of course, the NRCC chairman. So more money problems and scandal problems for the Republicans. Back to the phones, and let's talk to, Robert in Toronto, Canada. Robert, welcome to the Tom Hartman Program.
Thank you. I just want to say that in view of the Democrats sniping at each other, if they continue this and it goes right through to the convention, they're liable to split the party in half, which is not universal to that party, and cause a Republican rule for another 8. And I don't think the United States can handle another 8 years of Republican rule. It'd be better off if they just put the two of them in a room and flipped a coin. Heads gets the presidency, tails gets the vice presidency, and in 8 years they can flip it the other way around. You know, I just... You've got such a position now to finally take over the White House after 8 years of this lunacy, and they're just tearing each other apart, unfortunately.
Look, whether it was by design or not, and I guess it was by design that the Democratic National Committee kind of front-loaded those primaries on February 5th. They wanted an early nominee. We're getting anything but this time. Now, you know, it's usually around the first week in June that we traditionally get a Democratic nominee, although the last two election cycles, I think we had them in March. June wouldn't be too bad, but at the end of August, at the Democratic National Convention, if there's a floor fight there, or a fight between Senator Clinton and Senator Obama with just 2 months before the election, we're in big trouble. And you're absolutely right. What I would like to see happen, Robert, is instead of all this sniping, which is done often by surrogates of the campaigns, and then Obama or Clinton don't jump in fast enough to stop the bleeding. What I would like to see happen is what Congressman Peter DeFazio commented on, he's Morgan, commented on our local show a couple weeks ago. He and I would like to see about six more weeks of campaigning in Pennsylvania by Senator Obama and Senator Clinton with their guns fired on John McCain, George Bush, and the Republicans. Let this be an audition the next 6 weeks before the Pennsylvania primary. Who would be the best to take on John McCain in the fall?
That's an excellent idea.
Indeed. And, you know, and this is, Robert, you bring up a great point as well, because as it's almost a cliche now to say we're in uncharted territories in presidential campaign. We might have the first woman nominee of the Democratic Party or the first African-American nominee of the Democratic Party. We hear a lot of talk about women feeling slighted, African-Americans feeling slighted, if their candidate is perceived to have had the nomination stolen from him or her. And there are a lot of hurt feelings out there. This process being so close, the superdelegates involved, you have a lot of feelings demographically that go along with this, but we have to keep our eye on the ball, and that is John McCain, because there is no question, and thank you for the call, Robert, in Toronto, that John McCain is going to be a third term of the Bush administration. You know, working men and women in Ohio and Pennsylvania, gee, forget those states, all across the country. They have to understand that John McCain voted for all the bills that are exporting American jobs. He voted for privatization of federal jobs. He voted against raising the minimum wage. He voted against protection of overtime rights. He voted against allowing a vote on the Employee Free Choice Act. He voted against the extension of SCHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Program. He votes for a national right to work for less law. We don't call it a right to work law, a right to work for less law. John McCain is lockstep with George Bush on those issues and issues of Iraq and the economy. We cannot allow a third term for George Bush, and the Democrats are right to frame it that way. But, hey, let's go ahead and take those guns against John McCain. Let's go to Mark in San Francisco, California. Mark, welcome to the Tom Hartman program.
Yeah, thank you. I wanted to bring up why I think impeachment should be on the forefront. I think, you know, the way this administration has lied to us, and more than anything, the criminal activity that they've been involved in, if they go unpunished, I really don't think we have a democracy anymore. I really don't. I mean, this man has outed a CIA agent. The wiretapping. It just goes on. He has not represented the best interest of the American people. And you know what? It's sad that Congress has let him get away with this. They've got to represent us. Stop representing these individuals like Bush and his cronies, Rove, and start representing what's best for this country.
You know, Mark, how often do we hear, and you're right on the ball, how often do we hear from conservatives when it comes to issues of, let's just say, welfare, that people have to be responsible for their own actions, they have to take responsibility for their own actions? I'll tell you, George Bush has violated a number of U.S. laws. He's violated Title 50, United States Code, Section 1805, the FISA law requiring regulating wiretaps. He's bragged that he's done that. He's violated Title 18, U.S. Code, Section 113C, the Federal Torture Act. He's violated Title 18, United States Code, Section 371, conspiracy to defraud the United States Congress about Iraq. He's also violated the U.N. Charter and Nuremberg Charter by invading Iraq and the Geneva Convention by torturing prisoners and holding them without access to counsel. We've been talking about this on the air in Portland, and I'm sure that talk show hosts have been talking about it around the country. And I'll tell you, history will not only judge George Bush harshly, it will judge the leaders of this Democratic Congress harshly for not taking him to account.
You know, also what's at stake here is if this man and his administration has not stopped because these people, if they're going to continue to evolve around this country and get away with this, they'll be under the woodwork still doing their dirty deeds. We're going to end up in Iran with a war that we don't need, and that's going to be so devastating. It doesn't matter who's the next president. There's going to be such chaos in this country, I don't even think it can be undone. I really don't. That's why I think impeachment has got to be on the forefront. And if we impeach this man and go to the proceedings, it's also going to take down McCain.
Oh, I agree with you, Mark. And, Mark, thank you for that call. I'm with you, and it's great to hear that voice. And don't let that voice be silenced. Absolutely not. Even though they say we only have a little bit of time, a committee can do its work. And you can call. CallCongress.org is a website Tom Hartman set up. You can call John Conyers. And, you know, at least the House is following through with going to court over the citations of contempt against Josh Bolton and Harriet Myers. And we have a lackey in the Attorney General's position, Mike Casey, who says, well, I'm just not going to impanel a federal grand jury on this. And at least the House is testing this false claim of executive privilege in federal court. Good for them for that. But they need to go further. They need to go the full mile and hold this administration accountable. Marty in Los Angeles, California, welcome to the Tom Hartman program.
Yeah, hi there. I just want to make a comment regarding something that a previous caller brought up and has been commented on many times now, and that is that both parties, both campaigns, Obama and Clinton, are equally at fault. There's mudslinging on both sides, et cetera. I don't really believe that's true. I believe that the Clinton campaign has initiated a vast majority of this rhetoric, this vitriol, and really the finger needs to be pointed at her and her surrogates, who are, I believe, again, primarily far and away, they bear the brunt of the responsibility for tearing the Democratic Party apart, or for the real heightened tension, let's say, that exists now, you know, from the plagiarism charge to the arguably the race baiting charges to what Ferraro said to
let me tell you, Marty, and Thomas said this on the air, her comment that she brings a lifetime of experience, John McCain brings a lifetime of experience, Barack Obama brings a speech he made in 2002. I nearly drove off the road when I heard that. That is basically an endorsement of John McCain. When she went on 60 Minutes and refused to say, when she was asked if he thought he was a Muslim, she said, I have to take him at his word. She should have been outraged that this is a Republican smear and said as much on the air. She didn't do it. You're absolutely right about that. And I don't know if you saw Keith Olbermann's comment the other night, but I think people in the Clinton camp did, and they better get their act together on that. Carl Wolfson with you on the Tom Hartman program, and we'll be back right now. It is 16 minutes after the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman program, where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Reason number 22 to switch to Geico. We think renters are cool. Now, we don't know if you were born cool, or if it's just all the cool stuff you have in your apartment. The point is, if you want to protect your considerable coolness, ask Geico about renter's insurance. For as little as $12 a month, you can protect all the stuff you hold near and dear, including that combination flat-screen TV espresso machine. Now that is cool.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Pick up the phone and speak your mind.
In regard to the Spitzergate, we're essentially prosecuting a religious code. We might as well prosecute adultery.
During the day the story broke, I compiled the events that were not getting any coverage, each one in and of themselves 1,000 times more outrageous.
Is a double standard? How many Republicans have resigned for scandals that are much worse than this?
Got opinions? Call in at 866-303-2270. Speak, shout, or yell. We'll listen.
Hey, Phoenix, Stephanie Miller here, and if you've been listening to the station, I'm sure you've heard me talk about the importance of supporting local businesses in the Valley. Well, one locally owned mortgage company stands out from the crowd. Of course, I'm talking about 76 Mortgage. 76 Mortgage has been a proud sponsor of 1480 KPHX from the very beginning. They're not only a progressive company, but they're the best at finding the right loan for every unique situation. Whether you're shopping around for the best rate or looking for great customer service and fast closes, 76 Mortgage delivers. And keep in mind that mortgage rates are still really low, so if you're looking to purchase a property, refinance your current mortgage, or looking to consolidate debt, now is the time, and 76 Mortgage should be your first call. For your free mortgage analysis, call 76 Mortgage at 602-265-LOAN, or how about logging on to 76mortgage.com, or just give them a jingle right now. 602-265-LOAN today. Tell them Stephanie sent you.
BK number 0907413.
76 Mortgage, call 602-265-LOAN now.
Tune in to A Different View, Saturdays at 9 a.m. with Reverend Dr. Walt Weider and Jeff Young for a discussion of the intersection of religion, ethics, and the public square from a liberal religious perspective. Brought to you by the Unitarian Universalist Church in Surprise, 17540 North Avenue of the Arts. The Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations and this station, 1480 KPHX, the Valley's Progressive Talk.
Did you know that the West Valley Two Men and a Truck Companies truly are the movers who care when it comes to the environment? That's right, we are the only moving company in the Valley that uses biodiesel to power our trucks. Hi, I'm Jody.
And I'm Beth, and we're the owners of the West Valley's Two Men and a Truck Moving Service.
The West Valley's Two Men and a Truck Moving Company is known for having a professional, insured, and bonded staff, as well as a flat hourly rate.
However, we are extremely happy to announce that we have just finished converting our fleet of moving trucks over to biodiesel fuel. So what are you waiting for?
Get a move on!
For your free, no-obligation estimate, call 602-242-2180. That's 602-242-2180. Or log on to wearemovers.com. That's wearemovers.com.
Mention 1480 and receive $50 worth of free boxes with any move.
So call 602-242-2180. That's 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
Whether it's across town or down to Tombstone, out to Ahwatukee or up to Flagstaff, Lightning Courier Service delivers. From a letter to a truckload, Lightning Courier Service provides on-demand, exclusive statewide service with guaranteed delivery by professional drivers. They know time is money, and they'll save you both with the speed of lightning. For more information, log on to lightningcourierservice.com or call 480-922-4929. For service that's lightning fast, call 480-922-4929.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
There's no sense in dancing around the subject. A wound gets worse when it's treated with neglect. Well, don't turn now. There's nothing here to fear. You can talk to me.
We're back. Carl Wolfson with you on the Tom Hartman Program. The Tom Hartman Program brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199 fighting for quality, affordable health care for all Americans. Keeping our families healthy should be a right, not a privilege. 866-303-2270 is the number. And Anything Goes Friday, and we've had an Anything Goes Day today indeed. Faye in Oakland, California, welcome to the Tom Hartman Program.
Hi, thank you, and thank you for filling in for Tom and that great interview with him from Darfur. I hope it does a lot of good.
Well, I want to say thank you to Tom, too. I know he can't hear me right now over in Darfur, but let me tell you something. Tom Hartman, I've had the privilege to sit alongside him for a year now in Portland, Oregon. I don't think I've seen a harder worker for the progressive cause than Tom Hartman. I'm honored to do this show. He and his wife, Louise, are tireless, really, on behalf of the progressive cause, and it's my honor to be here.
Well, thanks. And, you know, he has certainly educated me in the last few years that I've been listening to his show. But what I'm calling in about is Representative DeFazio.
Mm-hmm.
And he did write a letter to Senators Clinton and Obama on Wednesday. You can catch it on Politico.com. It was put out by his congressional DeFazio for Congress group. And he has urged them. I mean, it's a great letter. It's saying everything that we're all thinking is that you're going to split the party. You're giving McCain all kinds of fodder for, you know, the general election. And please focus in the next 6 weeks on McCain and go after him, not after each other. And I am an Obama supporter, and I would be proud to state that Senator Obama has been going after Senator McCain. And yesterday, or not yesterday, but Wednesday, in fact, he's been after him on his flip-flopping on the Bush taxes.
Right, and we should be careful to parse this in the sense that when we say Obama and Clinton, a lot of times these are, as I mentioned, surrogates, spokespeople for the campaign, bloggers, whomever, that can get them into trouble. But once that happens, you look at the reaction of Senator Clinton and Senator Obama. I know when the monster comment was made, there was no hesitation by Senator Obama to distance himself from that. And with Senator Clinton, I think she took, I think her response to the Geraldine Ferraro situation was a little tepid, frankly.
Yes, it was. I mean, she came out and said, well, it's unfortunate. And then there was a lot of going back and forth with Ferraro that she didn't even work for the campaign. And she did work for the campaign. She was on her finance committee. So it's, you know, it's kind of not good. And I would think that our candidates and their surrogates are better than that. And I've written to Senator Obama personally and said, you know, please rein in your surrogates and make sure that they follow your principles.
Absolutely. Faye, good to hear from you. Thanks for the call from Oakland, California. Let's go to Ed in Hillsboro, Oregon. Ed, welcome to the Tom Hartman Program.